It's another charming morning in Old Cove. Birds chirping, the local shops begin to open their stores for the day. It's so picturesque. God, it makes me sick. Kellen stands outside the local jewelry store waiting to be let in.
I thought you'd never open.
God, it's only 7:59. We don't open until 8.
I can't help it. Today is going to be the best day of my life. I'm going to ask the woman I love to marry me.
Oh boy, so you need a ring?
Yes, but not just any ring. I need something very special. Say, you look kind of like that hotel manager. Are you related to him?
No, don't worry about that. But you look familiar too. Aren't you an Abernathy?
Yes, but why?
Then I know exactly what rings you're going to be picking from.
The owner of the jewelry store glides Kellen over to the case that holds his most expensive rings.
There are just so many to choose from. Where do I even begin? Maybe I should have had Mom come with me.
Oh, good grief. You don't want your mom to pick it out for you, do you? She cuts your meat for you, too?
The jewelry shop owner opens the glass case and pulls out a few rings.
These here, they're pretty expensive and they're pretty rare.
Just like Lily.
Kellen picks up a ring.
I'll take this one. It has the biggest diamond.
It's not bad. 24 carat. It's got a silver band, diamond encrusted. I'm sure she'll love it.
You do take credit, right?
Yeah, we take credit, but odd that you would need a credit card, being an Abernathy.
Outside the Old Cove jail, Richard is on the phone with Sutton, discussing their plan.
So, explain it again. What makes you think that Harley is really going to help us?
Think about it. Harley must hate Elena for leaving her behind. Therefore, if we get her out of jail, Harley will owe us. She could be quite useful.
That's a very good point. And it probably means we should continue with our plan to gaslight Elena.
Once she starts seeing Lewis appear around her, she's bound to start losing her grip on reality.
It's off to the Old Cove Asylum once and for all for that hag.
Exactly.
Tell me, darling husband, do you ever regret that I dragged you into my little revenge plans?
Honey lamb, all couples have to have hobbies they can do together. Some couples play badminton, others do basket weaving. We wreak havoc on people's lives.
You know, you do make being wicked so very sexy.
I'm glad you like that, husband.
Richard looks at the time on his watch.
I'll see you after I meet with Diana. Bye, my love.
Bye, dear.
Inside the Old Cove jail, Harley is waiting in the visitation room.
So, I wonder what friend is coming to visit today.
Richard walks in and smiles. He takes a seat in front of Harley.
Hello, Harley.
And you are...
And I am Richard Donovan. You're a new lawyer. You spoke to my daughter.
Oh, yeah. Diana said I was part of your plan. And how might that be?
All in due time. But first, I thought you might like to know that I figured out how to get you out of here.
Seriously? You did?
With Elena's release, it was actually pretty easy.
Yeah. I don't care all about the details. The only thing I want to know right now is, when am I getting the hell out of here?
Soon.
Hallelujah!
Yes. Very exciting.
So, once I'm free, what exactly do you want me to do for you?
Well, a car will pick you up and take you to an undisclosed location. It is there we'll discuss our plans.
How do I know I can trust you?
Look around, dear. Do you really have a choice? You don't, Harley. You trusted Elena, and what did she do? You got locked up for her crime. We can help you get out of here.
Right. But only if I help you in return.
Hey, our services aren't free. It would help you if we looked at this way. Not only are you getting out of jail, but you will get to finally settle the score with Elena.
All right. It's time for Elena's reign of terror to come to an end.
We will return to Tomorrow's a New Day after these messages.
Oh, you think you know what happened to me? Look, I'm back, and I'm about to unearth all the secrets in Old Cove. So do a little refresher on season one and get caught up before season two arrives. Trust and believe, you don't want to miss what's coming.
YimTop is going to be doing our very first live show, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out to Texas Music Cafe in Waco on March 1st. That's a Friday. Be there at 1:30 p.m. to see YimTop take the stage.
What is YimTop?
Well, first of all, it stands for You Must Be Thinking of Another Podcast.
And second of all, it's those unhinged conversations you have with your best friend.
We talk about whether it's okay to not wash your legs in the shower.
We wonder what variety of apples would make the best names for racehorses.
We talk about our real life problems.
And we argue about basically everything else.
So come to YimTop if you crave movie reviews, hot opinions on society's problems, or just the company of friends.
We'll see you there.
Every Monday.
Over at the Abernathy Manor, Harlan is welcoming his mother into the house.
Jenny, come in.
I was a little surprised when I received your text this morning about wanting to meet.
We have family business to discuss.
Lawrence, I haven't made my decision about the will yet.
I think I can help with your decision.
Do tell.
You choose me.
I'm not just going to give you everything, Lawrence. What about your brothers?
You can only pick one. They don't deserve father's fortune. I do.
Is money all you care about?
And why do you care?
I am your mother. This isn't easy for me. I'm trying to do what's right.
Oh, whatever. All you care about is making sure your precious Callan isn't left penniless.
Mm-mm. This is about being fair.
Fair? I won't let you give Callan my money.
Okay, you know what? We're done here, Lawrence.
We are far from done. I think once you hear what I have to say about Callan, you might be more inclined to listen to me.
Callan isn't the problem.
Callan tried to kill me.
What? Wait, what do you mean Callan tried to kill you?
He shot me in Father's office, and then he and Lily buried me and left me in a shallow grave.
Well, you look fine to me.
I heal fast, but if you don't believe me, you can just ask Callan yourself, or I can just show you the video proof.
You have proof.
I wouldn't blackmail you without some kind of proof. That's not the Abernathy way. Now, unless you want your precious Callan to waste years of his life behind bars, I think you know what you need to do.
Leave you the Abernathy fortune.
Bingo, Mama.
And how do I know that you won't release this proof anyways as soon as you get what you want?
You don't, but do you really want to risk it?
Over at the Perfect Brew, Richard is sitting at the table by the window, drinking coffee. Diana walks in and goes over to Richard and takes a seat.
Based on that grin, I'm guessing everything will hardly went as planned.
It did. Now I'll need you to pick her up this afternoon and bring her to us. Can you do that?
Dang, Dad. Like, have I let you down yet?
And we can still pull this off. You, Sutton, and I won't want for anything ever again.
Man, I just wish there was another way.
And sometimes I wish I could lose that last 20 pounds. But there isn't. We made some bad investments that cost us everything.
Well, I know. You don't have to keep reminding me. Dang.
But I know you are worried about us getting caught, baby girl. But don't worry. Sutton and I won't let that happen.
No, you say that, but Harlan is becoming more and more unpredictable. Look, it's not us I'm worried about. Truth be told, it's him.
Yes, that boy's becoming quite the problem.
You and Sutton, y'all need to figure out a way to get him under control, or it's us that will pay the price, and I'm not willing to do that.
Don't worry. We will come up with a plan. Just be patient.
Back at the Abernathy Manor.
Well, Mother, are you willing to risk Kellen's future?
Lewis really did a number on you boys, didn't he?
This isn't about Lewis. He's dead. This is about me and my right to the Abernathy fortune. Go ahead. Answer it. I'm sure we know who it is.
Jenny answers the call.
Kellen.
Mom, can we meet for coffee? I have some amazing news I want to share with you.
Yeah, let's meet at the Perfect Brew in about 20 minutes.
Jenny ends the call.
I want to see this proof.
No, you will just have to trust me.
Absolutely not.
I'll give you a few hours to think it over, but I do hope you will take me up on my offer, Mother.
Jenny leaves, leaving Harlan glowing. Our story will continue with the next episode of Tomorrow's a New Day.